When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Niamh Brady is a productivity coach. Good morning, Niamh.
Good morning, PJ. How are you?
Good. Those findings are mixed. Working from home, some people find it very comfortable. Other people, they find it crazy and very hard to regulate their time and take proper breaks. What are your thoughts?
Yes, and I suppose it's important to talk about it now again because we are facing into the winter. And as you mentioned, while some people are moving back to the office, quite a few people will still spend some time at home, PJ. So we do need to kind of be aware of taking our breaks and trying to get that work-life balance when working from home. And of course, the biggest worry is that people fall into bad working habits. So even if they do go back into the office, they won't take their breaks there either. So it is a worrying trend. It's a very worrying finding, yeah.
Like if you're in the office, there comes a time in the morning or the afternoon where you toddle off down to the canteen, you make yourself a coffee, you chew the fat with your co-workers, you might nip out if you're a smoker and have a smoke or just to walk around the block at lunchtime. At home, you're in the kitchen. You don't take a break. You just keep going. You might make a coffee and sit down at your computer and keep working.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And like the finding says, as you pointed out already, 1 in 5 people don't have time to take breaks. Now, that's not to say that they're working non-stop all day. They're probably, you know, drifting off into social media for a while and going onto this website, that website, making a cup of coffee, as you said.
But they're not trying to sort out a screaming child.
Yeah, but they're not exactly like I do so often. But they're not taking an actual break. They're not intentionally taking a break from work. And the problem with that is that if you imagine your phone, PJ, right? So you're using your phone all day long, right? Opening, closing it, it's working all day. Mm. If you don't charge up your phone, what will happen?
You'll
go dead. Mm. Yeah. Or I go into that low power mode, you know, where it's like dull and half the apps don't work. It's very sluggish. So just like our phones, we have to recharge. You know, if we're working hard all day, we have to find those moments to have our breaks. And for those people who are going back into the office, as you said, it's great when there are those triggers, like the colleague saying, do you want to go grab a cuppa? But remember, some offices now will still be very low capacity. So even those triggers won't be as dominant over the coming months for everyone. So you have to take ownership of yourself and get back into those good break habits yourself, regardless of whether you're working at home, out on the road, or inside an office.
If you're going to work an 8-hour day or a 7-hour day at home and you're going to start in the morning, you're going to be at your laptop checking your emails, shall we say, 9:15, should you schedule, say, 11:15, and you say, whoever you're working with, listen, I'm taking a break now for 20 minutes, so I'll call you back. And you do the same at 3:00, just like you would in the office. Should you schedule an actual break for mid-morning or mid-afternoon?
Yes, I'm big into scheduling breaks. And to your point there, 15, 20 minutes, that sounds great to me, new, but I know that some people are dealing with a very heavy workload at the moment. So there's been other research that has shown that the workload of employees has increased massively due to the pandemic as well and how businesses have had to change. So like if anyone's listening, for 20 minutes? Are you joking me?
Sorry, lost you there for a second, Niamh.
What 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I was saying that if I'm walking around my back garden because there's no children out here, I was saying if anyone is struggling to take a 15 or 20 minute break, if they feel that's too much, start with 5 minutes. You know, schedule a 5 minute break at 11 o'clock or a 10 minute break at 3:00. Like any small break does
hold
help.
On. Like I'm a bit confused by that. Like, why would people be afraid to take a break and just say to whoever you're on the phone to, your boss, for example, look, Liam, I'll have that report for you in an hour. I'm now taking a 20-minute break. I'll talk to you when I get back from it. I'm tearing busy here all morning. I'm taking a break.
Yeah. Do you know, PJ, if you haven't been out, say, running for a long time, right, and if you've got used to sitting on the couch all the time, and all of a sudden I say to you, PJ, get up there and run 5K,
mm-hmm.
will you be able to do it? Will you feel that you can do that?
I barely go up the stairs.
No. Yeah. But what if I said to you, look, PJ, just start now by going for a walk around the block.
Mm.
And you can work yourself back up to your 5K. It's the same with any habit, good or bad, that we've fallen into due to working from home or whatever. It's true that your boss or your colleague probably doesn't mind at all if you take a 20-minute break. But some people might feel that they can right now, and that's fine. So I'm saying just begin, so with 5. And work your way back up, just as if you're working your way back up to train any other muscle. Do you know?
You're teaching yourself you're entitled to, is that it?
Exactly. And you're just bringing back that kind of sense of, oh, of course I can take my break, you know, and I can get out for my walk, or I can make my cup of tea and sit down and drink it somewhere other than in front of my laptop, or I can do whatever I want to do, you know. But breaking and planning in your breaks, like you said, planning your work day so that you can find the time to recharge is critical, no matter where you're working now. And coming into the winter months, it's more important, as the days are shorter, there's less natural sunlight, so we need to get our energy in mind it.
In terms of where you work and the setup, a lot of people, if their setup was checked by a health and safety officer, it would be condemned. Yeah. How can you make your workplace reasonably healthy for yourself?
Yeah, there's a couple of things that you can do. So you can try to position yourself by natural light, and you can try to kind of bring in some plants and stuff like that. That's just for your own, I suppose, environmental well-being. And then really simple things like a footstool, a wrist support, put a few books under your monitor if your monitor is too low, you know. So there's small things that you can do. I know Aldi and Lidl used to have those lumbar supports, you know, the things that you can put on over a chair. So again, if your chair isn't great, you can use that. So there's small things that you can do, and they don't cost the earth, you know, and definitely ask your employer to expense you back. I do know a lot of employers who are looking to have their employees continue to work hybridly are giving an allowance and are going through the process of checking the workspaces again. But there are just a few small things that you could even do yourself in the meantime.
Now, I know that you have an event coming up, a workshop, and we can find it through Eventbrite, Niamh Brady. When is it on, just briefly, because we need to go to the minister and we've got a very busy morning. So when is it on, and how can people get tickets?
Yeah, so back to the important budget, I know, but I'm meeting people in person, real life, at the end of the month in October in Glendora Shared Offices in Lapskey. As you said, jump onto neavebrady.com or onto Eventbrite. And if anything that we spoke about today resonates with you, check out the event, and I'm sure that they'll find it helpful.
All right, good speaking with you. That's Glendora Shared Office. You'll find all the details on Eventbrite, Niamh Brady, or Niamh Brady. .com productivity coach. Thank you. 1850 715 996. Up next, Minister Michael McGrath.
Can we just talk? The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM
with McCarthy Insurance Group. Call them now for motor, home, business, farm, life, and health insurance. CMIG.ie.
In my house, all I'm hearing is
berries and cream, berries and cream. I'm a little lad who loves berries and cream.
I've researched into this.
Okay.
It comes from a 2007 ad for Starburst.
It's gone bananas on TikTok. My kids are like every single minute of the day, they're shouting this from a room.
Berries and cream.
We need a Cork TikTok trend.
Yeah.
I'm a master who loves driving a machine.
We're going to be TikTok famous, Ross.
Casey and Ross in the morning with No DC Cars Blackpool for Skoda in the city. A long-standing tradition in Cork. Open 24/7 at milldc.com.
Cork's 96 FM.
At Bank of Ireland, we understand that home is where the heart is, but it's also where two people become five, where attics become bedrooms, and where closed spaces become open plans to make room for new memories. Get the space you've always wanted. Search Bank of Ireland Home Improvement Loans. Welcome home, Bank of Ireland. Begin. Lending criteria, terms and conditions apply. Over 18s only and not suitable for students. Bank of Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
We've all heard about the energy crisis and that gas and electricity prices have significantly increased. In fact, the average household could be spending €500 more than last year if they haven't switched to a better deal in over 12 months. The good news is that bonkers.ie compares all 14 electricity and 8 gas suppliers to find the very best tariff for you. So you can switch to a better deal in just minutes with bonkers.ie, putting hundreds of euro back in your pocket. It's easy. It's free. It's bonkers.ie.
She had that look as she lingered around the skincare counter.
Margot is a skincare consultant at Lloyd's Pharmacy.
The look that said, I'm struggling with my routine and I'm not sure what products would suit my skin type best.
You see, it's not just the extensive hours of training.
When you've advised on the most suitable products and helped tailor the skincare routine that works a treat, the look of sheer joy on their face, you can't beat that.
For all your skincare needs, including 33% off many of your favourite skincare products this month, order online or pop in store and say hello to the people that know. Lloyd's Pharmacy, Cork's 96 FM healthcare partner.
Have you taken out a commercial lease on a property such as a business property, shop unit, factory or agricultural land? Have you registered details of that commercial lease with the Property Services Regulatory Authority, the PSRA? If not, you may be breaking the law. Tenants of commercial leases are legally required to register the lease with the PSRA within 30 days of receipt of the related stamp certificate from the Revenue Commissioners. It's an offence not to. Remember, register details of your commercial lease online now at psr.ie.
Can we just talk? The Opinion Line with PJ Coogan.
Text or WhatsApp now. 083-396-9696.
On Cork's 96 FM. Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.